Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the tools.
Hi everybody and welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Lee Harris and usually I host the show on the first Sunday of each month. My regular show will go ahead next week, but this week I'm stepping in for Jules. Jules' father passed away on Thursday, Thanksgiving, and so in order to give her some space to transition, we have a different show this week, so I'd ask all of you to send her some love and some good vibes while she goes through this. And I'd like to dedicate this show to her father, Jack D. Johnson. So what seemed appropriate was to play a channel that I recorded at the Crimson Circle Midsummer Conference in Hamburg in 2008. It's a Zachariah channel and it's all about the relationships in our lives and how to deal with the losses that we can experience as we lose loved ones. So it felt perfect. Also, to close the show, I'm going to share with you a demo version of Sarah McLachlan's Angel, a beautiful song I've known for many years. And a friend's friend passed away after a long cancer battle a week ago, and as he passed away, this was the song that was playing. So it was on Thanksgiving itself that I recorded this version that you're about to hear, and so therefore it felt perfect and right to dedicate this song to Jack and to Jules and to finish the show with it. So until next week, I hope you all have a great week and lots of love. And in the meantime, I hope you enjoy this channel and this song. And all of our love goes to Jules at this time. Take care, everyone.
Welcome. Welcome to all of you. It is funny because earlier this morning, Lee and I were having a conversation, as we often do, in his head. And he said to me, "You are today to be in Germany in front of more people than you have been in front of before." And I reminded him that there is no difference to me. It is wonderful to be here with all of you, but for me, the energy of all of you is felt wherever you are, whatever location, whatever time zone. That is how it is from my perspective. So today I have come to share a little on relationships, for that felt so important at this time. It feels so important for all of you who have gone through these awakening stages, going deeper and deeper into yourselves, the triumphant discovery of yourselves, as has been focused this weekend. So we will look at one of the greatest influences on the discovery of yourself, the choices you make in the relationships you have. So, let's begin. So, as many of you will already know, and some of you this will be news to, energetically you are receiving the energy of everybody you are around all of the time. So in this room right now, there are a group of you who are together, very together. So some of you who are sitting over there on the right-hand side may feel geographically quite distant from some of those on the left. But I assure you, you are all merging right now, receiving what it is you wish to, rejecting what it is you don't, letting go of anything that doesn't feel important to you. So this is how this group today is working, and it is the same for you in your individual relationships with everybody in your life. From the moment you were born, the families, the groups you were born into, you started to receive from those around you. You started to shape yourselves based upon how far those around you allowed you to go, how they encouraged you, but most importantly, who they were. For it is who you are as energy beings that people feel, not what you do. What you do comes second. Who you are inside comes first, and people feel this. Recently, somebody said to Lee they thought it was a funny thing that I had said, when you announce to some people in your life that you are now a spiritual being or a channeler, you may fear that they will think you are strange or weird. But what I said was, they already knew this anyway. They felt it. You giving them these words and this explanation was just the confirmation. And this is the truth for all of you. When you meet another soul that you feel attracted to, when you meet some new person in your life, you feel something that you are drawn to with this person. If it is someone you feel will be in your life, whether it is for a moment or for a lifetime. So firstly, let me implode one of the myths that humanity holds within its mental framework, the ideas humanity has around relationship. The idea that any relationship you have with another human being must last forever to be of high value, or higher value than those short relationships you may have. It is not the truth. So let that go. Let that be a part of the release for those of you who've experienced the loss of people in your life, whether that be because they exited this plane, or whether that be because suddenly, for whatever reason, the two of you hit a discord. The two of you separated and went off in different directions. The truth of that moment was that it was the truth for both of you. And the reason this can be so difficult as an experience is that when you join your love with another being, you place your investment in your love with this other being. Between the two of you, there is created this energy of love that you are both feeding from, sharing with each other. So when that person suddenly disappears or walks away, or you feel you have to walk away from them, this is one of the hardest losses that many people at this time on earth feel inside themselves, particularly those awakened or sensitive beings. For you feel the removal of an energy that was in your life. And it can be painful. It can be something that you want to get back. But understand this. There is nobody in your life that you have loved or that has loved you that has not simply sparked something off inside you that you were finding this person to use as the spark for. So, to put this more simply, the love and the feelings that you have inside you, that you believe another person helped you to find, that is wonderful, that is a good belief. But understand that nobody else gave you something that you grew inside you. You collaborated with this person you were in relationship with in order to experience a growth inside yourself of love. And if the person you created this love with disappears, the love itself does not disappear, not from inside you. But the pain of the loss can often make the love go into a very small seed in you again. And it can need awakening once more. So let's just look at the human pattern of soulmate relationships, love relationships, whatever you want to term it, that very close intimacy between partnerships. This is something that has a cycle. And the human energy template in the less awakened form, by this I mean those who are not so conscious of energy or their spirit and simply believe in the illusion of physical life, often go through cycles of heartbreak where love is concerned. And they use heartbreak to open further. But they do not know this. That is why it is so painful, for it just feels like pain. They do not see the release of the pain that is occurring inside them. Release is necessary for growth, for space is needed for growth. And the truth that all of you share is that 5 to 10 years from now, your lives will not be the same. Your energy will not be the same. Your emotions will not be the same. So trust that. Trust that you are always moving, and that is as it should be. And there are relationships that will come into your life that will serve you perfectly at the right moment. And those of you who have the joy of experiencing long-term relationships, long-term friendships, they are wonderful. For you have a stability with another person and a growth that occurs that you did not imagine was possible. A history that you form, but it is important to keep letting go of the history in order to allow the future to be brighter than the past was. So, just take a moment while we are on this topic to just bring to mind, and for some of you it will be easier to do this with closed eyes, anybody in your life who you feel the loss of, anybody in your life who you historically felt great loss around, be it somebody who is still alive or not alive, and just see them anew. See who they are. They were the perfect person for you at the perfect time, and when the time was no longer right, they disappeared. They disappeared and you disappeared. And everything that they sponsored in you, everything they gave to you, is in you now and has grown and has gone on a different course because you have taken the seed of their love, their energy, and you have multiplied it. You have made it more diverse. You have made it more unique. So see this person you feel the loss of ahead of you in a vision, in your mind's eye. And just see how perfect their arrival into your life was. See how perfect your experience with them was. And trust that they are no longer in your human life, but they are forever in your heart and forever connected to you at a soul level. So for those of you who experience heavy grief or heavy loss, remember you can tune into your connection with whoever it is you feel the loss of at any time. And it is easy to wash away what I just said. It is easy to see what I just said as the inferior choice, even for those of you who are as awake as you are. But it is important to understand that if you feel the loss or the grief of somebody, reconnecting to them in this way will deliver to you everything you needed, everything you felt you did not get, because the exit was faster than you thought it was going to be, perhaps. Or because you weren't quite capable of feeling and experiencing the size of your love for them when they were present. There are many other emotions you may have associated with this. You may have guilt. You may have conflict with some of these people. But I ask you to just put all of those pieces of you aside right now. And just go back to the love. For the love will help to burn through any of these emotions far faster than anything else. This is why your love is your power. Oh yes. Yes, you are extraordinary beings. You have this incredible energy system inside you which is multi-layered. But your love is the fuel through which the growth of your energy occurs. That is why love feels so good. So just share this love with this person who you feel the loss of. Connect to them now. Connect to their energy. receive what it is that you two spirits were giving to each other. That is an important step to take, not only on the path of healing, but on the path of evolution. Why? I will explain a little. So, for those of you who wish to leave this vision now, please do so. If you wish to stay, you may do that too. But remember, you can return to this after we have finished. So, you all absorb each other. That is what you do. You get near to another being, and you rub up against another being energetically, and you absorb little pieces of each other. And it is not that you are taking from each other, although there is a way that humans can learn to try and do this energetically, but it is a dead end. It is a banging your head against a brick wall solution. It does not do anything. So, as you absorb these pieces with whoever it is you are with, what is happening is parts of you are opening in response to what is being demonstrated. There was a time, 7 or 8 months ago now, where Lee was quite fascinated by the kittens that Story and Lee got. He was fascinated to watch how one of them did something and the other one observed, and then the next day the other one could do this too. It learnt by following. Well, this was a very observational way of learning, and there are some of you who do observe other energies. You observe other energies, and the power of your seeing, the power of your ability to see energy, helps you to, through that, activate energies inside yourself. So, for example, if you are watching, let's say, a television program that is holding a high energy of love, or somebody featured in this program is very loving and you feel very drawn to them, those of you who use the power of your seeing will be able to activate the love inside yourself in response to this. It is the same within your everyday life, with all of your friends, all of the people you are around. You are rubbing up against those who you enjoy to find out who you are. That is why it is so important, the more you awaken, to start to give yourself to the good vibrations that you feel around you, rather than the ones you would experience as heavy or negative or limiting to you. The more you wake up, the more sensitive you become. The more sensitive you become to people around you, the more open you become to yourself, the more many of the people in your life, and some of you have already been through this process and some of you it is yet to come, will start to shift and change. Why? You will need new people. Not every single individual will need to change, and for some of you it will simply be a change in you, and you will have the perfect set of people around you already. You will lead the way for them by developing the consciousness, the awareness, the love inside yourself, and they will respond to this in you. But for many of you, this is not the story. No. Many of you have experienced rejection. Many of you have experienced people pulling away, people attacking sometimes. Because love is a force that you are either ready for or you are not. Every single individual holds within them the full potential to experience enlightenment, as you like to call it, on this earth. That is without question. It will not be the choice all will make. Some people make very clear choices for themselves, and they must be trusted. But so too must you trust the choices of those around you as you wake up a little more. There will be some who do not want to go where you are going. They really will not. And they are absolutely right. For if you are not the person to open their eyes or their heart, they will know. They will feel it. So trust them. They will get whatever it is you want them to get at some point in some way. Might not quite be the way you would like to see it happen for them. But that's where you have to trust the people in your life, to trust the relationships in your life. And it is important not to become what I would term a love terrorist. There are some of you who like to give your love attacks on other people. And that is a wonderful thing where it is received. When somebody wants to be blasted with love, it is so good to have that blast of love. But if you are somebody who is not looking for love, not ready for an amount of love, then you will experience these people as love terrorists. And you will have to get away. It is all about the individual. So for those of you here who maybe some of the things I have said are new or different to what you had previously thought, just allow yourself to focus on you. Focus on your awakening. Focus on your energy. Focus on those who wish to receive from you. Focus on those who are ready to receive from you. Why? You will create the greatest wave of love that way. For as you give of your love, it builds. As you receive of love, it builds. So if there is giving and receiving, wonderful. If there is resistance or fighting, there is terrorism. And terrorism is the slowest way to solve anything. For it is all about control and about an idea that you have about somebody else, which may or may not be true. And that leads me nicely to the other side of relationships. What you believe others think of you, what you believe others think of themselves, how you believe other people's life to be, is never correct. Even those of you who are quite amazing with your insights into others, you will never fully know another person. You will never fully know every single part of how they work, what makes them tick, to use that phrase. You may experience the highest levels of consciousness, love, joining, expansion with them, oh yes. You may have the most extraordinary time with them. But will you ever fully know them? No. This is important for judgment. If you truly understand this, if you truly understand this in your heart and not just your mind, you give everybody space to be themselves. And some people go at this this way round. They will learn to give everybody space to be themselves. And then comes the hard part for some of these people who have been not so much love terrorists, but maybe love givers. I will not use such a strong term, for it is not the truth. But those of you who have given to everybody in your life have seen that as your role. Not to say you haven't received, you have, but you've seen that as your role. So you start to understand that it is important to go with what feels good to you rather than a pattern of being a certain caretaker for somebody, a certain caregiver. That comes from the heart. That does not need to be an ingrained pattern. Awakened souls do this so beautifully, as do non-awakened souls who are high and happy and joy. There are many of those too, and you know who those are. But the next stage for many of you that I am addressing is giving space to yourselves. And that can be a tricky process. That can be a process that involves all sorts of emotions you did not see coming. Why? Well, many of you who are sensitive have imbibed or absorbed a little of the energies of those around you. So you have taken in a little bit of your mother's pain, a little bit of your father's anger, a little bit of your best friend's joy, a little bit of your sister's happiness. Why? So that you can relate to them, so that you can understand who they are, so that you can energetically meet them, and more importantly, find the part of them inside yourself. So as you start to let go of needing to be attached to others in relationships, needing to be invested in the emotions of others, as you start to simply realize you can just be yourself in front of other people, with other people, you start to release any of the emotions from others that you no longer need. So many of you have been on this roller coaster ride of emotion. Some of you call it the purging, some of you call it the release. There are many different names, many different ways to do it. It is that random emotion that hits you for no reason, comes from nowhere. 1 minute you are fine, an hour later you are suddenly feeling this anger, irritability, and you have no idea where it is from. These are often just the parts of others that you have absorbed. The belief is that this is just you, and yes, of course, if it is coming up and out of your energy body, it is now you. But a lot of the time you are releasing the energies of others. So a good exercise for those of you who are very emotional, very simple, is just to check in with yourself regularly throughout the day and ask yourself how you're feeling, and if you hit a wall, if you hit a place of difficult emotion, close your eyes, take a moment to feel your energy body, and simply ask to release whatever is not yours. I ask to release whatever energies and emotions are not mine. For often you will find, certainly 50 to 75% of the time, this will make you feel a great deal better. For you will let go of whatever it was that you were carrying for others. And the truth here is that I heard some of you panicking a little. What if I get rid of something I need? What if getting rid of this emotion will make me lose my friend, lose that person I love, because I know they are in pain, but I want to stay with them? There is a lot of love there. Do not worry. You will always get these things back if you need them. I tell people not to go hunting for negative emotions, for they will find you the moment they need you. So why prolong anything? So you are all, to some degree, I am aware there are some new people here, but to some degree veterans of this work. And you have heard the focus on joy phrase countless times. And to some degree that has been difficult the last few years, for focusing on joy has taken a little effort, for there are the times where there is joy, and then there are the times where there is this purging or clear out or release. You chose to come at a roller coaster time on Earth, a time where a great group of you at the same time elected to move forward. And this movement was already designed before you incarnated, although I will say we are a few years ahead of the plan. So despite what you see in your world, despite some of the darkness you may see, despite some of the judgments you may see, despite some of the warring and conflict and lack of love, this planet is on course for the awakening that was intended at this time. And more than that, the acceptance of awakening is stronger than ever. So the biggest surprise that many of you will find is that some people in your life who you would have written off or decided were not ready to wake up will start to pop in the next year or two. You may find yourselves having surprising conversations with those people who previously you did not believe it would be possible to have a conversation about emotions or consciousness or truth. So just keep that in the back of your mind. For those of you who have moved on in your lives to different groups of people, but still have some people in your life who you love very dearly but would not necessarily speak on a certain level with, you will see a bigger percentage than you would realize of those people are about to open. Does not mean you would be their greatest teacher, so keep that in mind. For their greatest teacher will be somebody who they can resonate with and relate to. But it does mean that a bridge may be built, a bridge you thought was long ago burnt. There may be some heartfelt conversations to have with these people in your life. And it will surprise you what release that will bring for you. For you never let go of anybody. Every single person that you let go of, that you focus on letting go of, it is not the person you are trying to let go of, it is the energy that is no longer compatible with you that this person held. The experiences you have on earth go with you throughout many lifetimes. There are many friends that you will meet along the way, and there are many friends in this room. But so too is it the truth that the greatest conflicts in your life are some of your most trusted soul people. For if you did not trust them the way you trust them, you would never walk with them into some of those darker spaces that you needed to explore. And this is the shock. Shock is a big factor for many of you here, where these love relationships that suddenly go sour or suddenly turn, something that was so wonderful that suddenly just ends or changes. There is shock here. And the shock wave that is sent through your system is that the energy of love you thought you were in is changed. This is hard for the human mind to deal with. It will try to come up with all sorts of reasons and frameworks for you to understand what has just happened, what powerful event has just rocked your heart. Remember at these times to just feel what you feel in these moments. It will be the fastest way to get to your answer. The mind will help lead you to some answers, yes, it will. But the answers are in here. And when you have experienced a shockwave, when you have experienced a change, a sudden change of love, your energy renews. And the irony is you become stronger. You become stronger in love than ever before. Yet the first feelings many go through is that they feel weaker, more vulnerable, like love has been removed from them. But that is not the truth. It is just the alchemy you were creating with that person. The experiment in love that the two of you were creating is over. And you knew it would be over. Your mind did not. Your human consciousness did not. But you knew. So, at those moments, allow yourself to feel whatever it is that has come up in you. For many times, this is where the ancient wounds release. When you go through your first stage of human healing, so for example, you go through the stages of healing this life you know now, the relationship conflicts you had in this life you know now. Then you move on to all of the rest. You move on to losing any part of you that would anchor you in this lifetime. Any part of you that will not allow you to evolve and grow. And you are the committed ones. you have committed to that evolution. You have seen that evolution coming. Does not make you any less human. So do not be hard on yourselves when you have what you see as a backward step day. You feel you have regressed. If you are experiencing high, low, high, low, high, low, which many of you have done and some of you still are, this is a time of great speed in your life. Great speed. For you are choosing to keep going back down into some of these lower emotions in order to go higher the next time. And there is a period in your awakening where this is occurring in a very strong and direct fashion in your life. And then once you have moved through that stage of high-low, high-low, something more stable begins. It centers around your heart. It centers around the foundation of your energy. And if you are in the high-low that I am speaking of now and you have had enough, I can understand, but the best thing you can do is to just allow yourself to feel. Just feel what you are feeling. So if you wake up one morning and you are not feeling so good, do not get angry at yourself. Do not judge yourself. Do not think you've done something wrong. You're doing everything right. But a part of the journey of evolution will be releasing those base emotions. And be clear, this is why choice with people is important. The people you choose to surround yourself with will be the people who you will receive from, the people you will take from and give to. So if you are around heavy people, for example, those who are in a very low or negative energy state for a long time, unless you have developed yourself to such a degree that you are untouchable, and this takes some time, you will find it more beneficial to move away from this person if they are not willing to receive your invitation to a higher place. You will find it beneficial to have a boundary for yourself and your energy to protect what it is you are growing, if what it is you are growing is not so received by the other person. And this can be most difficult for you with those family connections you have. For some of you have wonderful family relationships, wonderful open family relationships. Those of you listening in wonder and awe, yes, they do exist. But many of you struggle with the difficulty of being yourselves around family members who do not want to see the side of you that you know is you. That is difficult for you because you were born into that group to connect with and share with that group. And for some of you, the family that you have are the only people possibly in your life that you do not always see eye to eye with. Remember how powerful you are as an awakened being, and this is not to cater to any notion of ego or hierarchy, for that is entirely irrelevant in a man-made creation. But when you put yourself in all of your openness and all of your love in front of somebody who cannot relate to what it is you are holding, they will find it difficult if they cannot find their way into this place you are in. It is a little like a sun that burns brightly. Yes, the sun gives life, but get too close to it and it will burn you. That is a little like the experience for these people. If they get a little too close, too soon, your energy can be too much for them before they are ready. So remember this too. This is respect for others. This is respecting the path of development of others. And the more you begin to do this, the more you will find your people. So those of you who are feeling you are not surrounded by those you would like to be surrounded by, or you have not yet met the partner you would like to be with, any of those things. Once you have let go of some of the old energy templates you are carrying in relationship, and once you have allowed yourself to go with the people who feel good to you, rather than fighting the people you want to change or wish were a little different, you get what Lee rather humorously calls the upgrade version of that person in your life. You will see this. You will notice there are certain friends and people in your life who remind you of friends from the past. And what is lovely is you get to see the parts of those old friends that you loved. But you don't have to fight the parts of this new friend that the old friend used to have. Because you have let go of fight. And for all of you listening, regardless of how new or veteran you are on this path, fighting will not serve. Fighting anybody will not serve. And if you find yourself in fights with people, know that you are fighting yourself. Know that you are fighting yourself, not judge. Judgment is the best way to put your foot on the brake. So remember that. You will stay on the accelerator pedal the more love you can send your way. And this goes and applies in the same way if you find yourself judging yourself. If you have the awareness and the consciousness to recognize you are being hard on yourself, celebrate that and release it. It is a celebration when you see these things. Yet so many of you will see them and believe you failed. Not at all. The more you start to find these parts of you as you walk around the earth, the faster you will move into the happiness you are wanting to move into more of the time. And the happiness does not look like one thing. For some, happiness is peace. For others, happiness is feeling safe. There is no one way. But all of you are here to expand. So let's take a moment, it feels appropriate now, to just close your eyes and bring into your mind's eye any person that may have gone through your mind during this talk from me. Be they somebody you love and adore still, are still around, or be they somebody you loved in the past who you did not have such a good ending with, or somebody who is in your life now that you love but it is difficult to meet them, reach them, connect with them. Just see all of these people, however many of them there are, just some way ahead of you, standing as you are in this vision. Just see them all. And now just feel your love for these people. Feel how much you love them, for to get into a fight with somebody, you really have to love them. You really do. Otherwise, you'd have no investment in the fight. You would just walk away. And now see the love they have for you. For remember, many humans at this time, particularly those who are not awake, are not so good at expressing love or emotion. Does not mean they do not possess it. There are many on earth who think so highly of others, yet would not dare to say that to their face. So just see all of this group ahead of you. And just see and feel how much they love you. So your love is felt, and their love is felt. And in this moment, just the love is there. Do not worry if your mind cannot get past the fact that one of these people you had decreed an enemy. Let your mind think whatever it wants. We're not talking to your mind. We're talking to the heart. And it's the feeling that is the most important part here. So just feel the love you have for these people. And feel the love they have for you. And in these moments, know that you are shedding whatever energies you need to shed. Whatever parts of you that felt constricted around these folk in your life. And then when you are ready, just allow yourself to release this experience, knowing it is done. Knowing if you have had a powerful experience here that you can stay with it if you wish to, or indeed return to it later. It will be different every time. And just return to the room. Return to open eye state if you wish to. There is a world inside all of you, even though you often experience yourself as an individual form. And everybody in this room, both Lee and myself to some degree included, will be different as time goes on. For it is all about evolution. It is all about growth. And life is about change. And the fear of change can be tangible. The fear of change in relationships is one of the biggest fears. But fear is just an energy. And sometimes stepping into your fear is the only way to see that it has no power over you, no hold over you. But it may have held you in place for a good reason until you were ready. So the judgment, the blame, the idea that you have held yourself back or that you maybe are now holding yourself back, it is not true. You are where you are, doing what you're doing, experiencing who you're experiencing, and you know exactly why. So for example, if there are any of you listening who feel you are in a relationship or friendship that you do not wish to be in, but you cannot figure out why you cannot leave it, trust that you will leave it if and when you need to. And in the meantime, there is something for you here. Come from that place of trust in your heart where people are concerned. And people, not you, people change. And sometimes they don't have to change at all in who they are for you to start to see the truth of them. Oh yes, it is your eyes that change. It is your ability to feel and see that changes. You are all change makers. Every human being is, but there are a particular group on Earth right now who are active in this process. Years from now, there will be many more who will have done exactly what you have done. And it will not feel so lonely or isolating. There is a new birth occurring, and you are experiencing it this weekend. The weirdness is not so weird anymore. People will become more conscious of their feelings, more expressive with their emotions, whether they do this through the method of spirituality or not. You can see this in your popular culture. You only have to see this on television, the changes in the last 30 years where emotional expression and communication are concerned are extraordinary. And what I will tell you is that the 21st century will go through anything between 2.5 and 4 times the evolutions that the 20th century went through. No wonder it feels fast. Because you are working with energy templates that others have walked through until you start to let go of those. And give yourself back to your soul. Give yourself back to your heart. So I would like to close this discussion with a final exercise. I would like you to close your eyes one more time and to see ahead of you a symbol, a person. This person you see ahead of you looks like you. They are a little different to how you would maybe see yourself in the mirror today. They are more beautiful than you have ever seen yourself, more vibrant and alive than you have ever seen yourself, more awake than you have ever seen yourself. This is you now, however much you may want to argue with me about that point. For you see, you do not see yourselves clearly. So just drink this in. See this true mirror of you, this true mirror of who you are, the love you have, the talents and abilities, the creativity that you hold, that you give. You hear it many times, but you do not always take it in. So see if you can take in this next sentence. You are extraordinary. Extraordinary. There is no question about this. I can see you all so clearly, and I love that every day you are all seeing yourselves more clearly. So when you are ready to return from this seeing of yourself, please do so, but stay there if you wish to, for I will only speak for a minute or two more. Remember that nobody is who you think. For example, I will use a controversial example, but one that best illustrates my point. There are people in George Bush's life, his immediate family, who love him, who see the love in him. That is who they see. So there is no person walking this earth that you will ever fully know, for you each have a different experience of each other based upon what it is in you that connects with or does not connect with the other person. So just know this. But the truth is, the more you connect to your love, the more you connect to who you are, the more clearly you will be seen by all. Some will not be able to see this. You will be invisible to them. Trust that. Allow them that. Just be you, unashamedly and gloriously. For you came here to experience being you. The more you give yourself to the highest heights of that, the more you give change to the world. It was an honor to be here with all of you. I enjoyed myself immensely. In peace and in love to all.
Feel not good enough. some distraction, a beautiful release. Memories seep from my veins. Let me be empty, oh, weightless. Maybe I'll find peace tonight in the arms of.
You have been listening to a Lee Harris recording. For more from Lee or more recordings, please visit www.leeharrisenergy.com.
Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.